It's time for Wisdom on Replay with Nostra Thomas and Coach Jim. Wisdom on Replay is brought to you by Levy Steel, the Candywood Wine Cellar, and Cafe 422. Here's your host, Nostra Thomas and Coach Jim.
And welcome back, Nostra Thomas and Coach Jim Devine. A lot of divine intervention with that name. I love that name. The weather still hasn't changed since the last show, but my issues have changed. I now have a busted water pipe.
Round two.
Go along with the two furnaces, two water tanks. And you don't seem to have any issues at your homestead.
I have nothing breaking. Nothing breaking other than the flu and a little bit of sugar. Other than that,
I just think at some point somebody should just film me and just like follow me around, because to see me running out in snowdrifts, trying to figure out where the water broke.
Gene Simmons had that reality show.
Yeah, you could like have your own reality show.
That's what I think.
It's ridiculous. They would think it's fake, but it isn't. That's the funniest part about it. Watching me now. How about this? Didn't shovel behind over there. That's by the pool and the deck.
Right.
I am trying to get through these snow drifts now that are now, and I have to get to this garage that's under the house, and I can't open the garage door because it's frozen, because there's water flying all the way all over the place. So when I get it open, a gushing stream hit me in the legs, and I really think I could have got arrested for the loud swear words I was yelling right about there. I live far away from other people.
I have a buddy of mine that lives about a mile and a half from you.
Could he hear me?
And he said he heard you.
I swear. I mean, it was so crazy. And I was frantic because I didn't know where the shutoff was. Because I forgot from the last
time. Well, that's the thing is, man. I mean, that house, that farmhouse is beautiful, but... They built it a long time ago with a lot of antiquity. They kept making additions
to the place, yeah. And that's the thing. So the actual water main is in the mother-in-law's suite. I didn't know that. Yeah. So nobody's there. So the water is just flying out, and the meter's going.
Are they still alive?
Yeah.
I'd sue them.
Yeah, they built the $750,000 house beside me, and then moved.
Ha.
Yeah. The worst neighbor in the world.
So do they have, water pipes under their garage, too, over at the new place?
I doubt it. Oh, no, wait. This guy called himself a master builder.
Designer. Yeah,
That's why he left nails showing in the kitchen. And I could go on and on. The master builder.
Boy.
Put plumbing in a garage with no heat. Yeah. Smart move.
Anybody looking for a handyman job?
Yeah, all they got to do is call me every day and I'll have something for them.
I'm sure Amy can find something at my house, and Tommy once a week got something that's going to keep him busy.
Yeah.
Plus, we got
and
stuff
think about
the
all that they
you
learn.
You could have a part-time, full-time job coming to work for Diamond 9 Development and Nostra Thomas and Coach Jim.
Sure. Yeah.
No question.
Come on in.
Somebody needs an internship, got a high school kid that's got some trades.
Because we got a lot going on.
We got stuff going on.
We're moving crap. We're doing stuff, building stuff. We're making baseball diamonds. So, yeah.
Absolutely.
Anybody, get a hold of us.
Absolutely.
Man, that threw me off a little bit. Anyways,
let's hit some sponsors.
Yeah,
let's do
go.
Something on a high.
Yeah, I should start getting some of these companies as sponsors. Okay, anyways, Perlene Asphalt, there's one for summer that I'll need.
Our boy.
Crusader Financial just joined up.
Timmy May
Jr.
Outstanding individual.
Really good dude. Sherry Gordon Masters next door. I asked him to come over. He's still sick.
He's got that flu. He's got to have that flu.
He said he can't. Really talk. I said, I'm sure my listeners would want me to have that specific.
It'll sound
problem.
Like the Godfather. Tell them, get over that.
So, you want to go after with yours?
Absolutely. We'll go
all
with
right. So, we're going to have a little conversation here that I know everybody is involved in somehow.
We got a good one for you.
Since it's the Super Bowl and everybody is gambling now, okay, and some of the oddball things that you can bet on that I looked up is just, you know, what color Gatorade is the winning coach going to get thrown? You know, you can bet on that, whether it's orange.
Will he have his headset on or not when they drown him? All kinds of crazy stuff.
But the funny part is a lot of this stuff, somebody can tip off people. But I'm going to start with kids gambling because this used to be a taboo. I mean, this used to be, remember when we started doing it, we're, you know, maybe 20 years old starting.
You got introduced
My dad was doing it.
You got introduced to it maybe in late high school, college. I know when I was playing in college, which, you know, going back then was high. I remember we were on our spring trip and we had guys firing on games. And it was the one year, who was it, Rhode Island. We're talking years ago. Rhode Island tore into the Final Eight and guys were betting against them.
I remember that.
And I remember a kid getting off the Vans on the trip. And his guy that he got his bets from was waiting for him because he was, for a college kid, he owed a bit of money. You know, those are hidden stories, but here's mine, and we were talking about it a little bit.
Well, you know, I used to go to Angsters down in Warren to get the gold sheet from my
dad. Oh, my gosh, yes.
And give them the scores.
Down
I was
by
12
my mom
years
and
old.
Dad's. That's somebody put them on Facebook there. You're talking about stuff that's not there anymore.
Yeah, they used to fight every time we go in the store. They were fighting like hillbillies.
I don't know how anybody ever, if you've ever been in Warren down on, the framework of the store is still there. Angsters was the great, and it was Angsters Knickknack.
Yeah.
And it had that was the name of the store. And it had some of the oddest things, but it would be stuff like if you needed wooden clothespins and you couldn't find them, you go to Angsters.
Excuse me.
And they'd have something that you could not find that you needed to run your everyday life, and Angsters would have it. Plus, they'd have the oddest toys, everything like that. It was the backside of a house. The store's still there. The framework of the store's still, they've been closed for quite a while. But mine, and Tommy and I were talking about this a little bit on the way over, is I guess my issue when we talk about this is this stuff like DraftKings and all these other things that are basically starter kits for young kids to gamble. And you could talk till you're blue. It's the same way with chewing tobacco. If you bought Cherry Skull back in the day, it was candy. It was a starter set.
Until you swallowed some
and threw up. Then But that's what we're looking at here. You're indoctrinating children into gambling. I had a couple ball players one time, a couple kids that played for me. They were 16 at the time. Walk up to me and go, "Coach, you know anything about hockey?" And I said, "A little bit, not much." My oldest son, Renzo, is a big fan. And here they're on DraftKings, betting hockey, and they know nothing about it. I know for a fact.
Oh.
I know a couple, and this is sad. This is sad to me. I know a couple guys that take bets on the side, and they're substitute teachers, and they're booking high school kids, which to me is totally out of hand. But like
they've made it so normal that it doesn't seem out of like something crazy. It's not taboo anymore.
No, well, because it's become. I mean, Carl, if you can reiterate here, who's sponsoring the Raiders?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Who's that? I mean, what's the stadium named after?
Right.
You know, you got NBA referees.
And how easy is it to throw something?
I mean, think about Clause and them. I mean, they're taking, that's the one that's getting me, is now you got Major League Baseball players getting caught. Clause intentionally throwing the ball in the dirt because that was the line in Vegas.
Yeah, there was
he threw a ball
just
43
article.
Pitches they found that
he tampered with.
Purposely threw.
Yeah,
or
over what, that, two, one yeah, season or two?
It
there
was two
an article
seasons.
That came out this morning just about that.
I didn't see that. Funny that we'd be talking about that.
Yep.
Well, he would get close to the number and then mysteriously throw one over the backstop.
Yeah.
That's what they did. They just went back with, you know.
And what do you need the money for? Unless you're betting a million. If you're Clause A and you're betting a million a game or something, that's the part I don't get.
I
they
think
said
it's
he wasn't
for
built.
Other people, though. I think.
Could be his family in the Dominican. Who knows?
And I think, like, referees don't get paid a lot of money. You're talking about a major
payday.
If you can call a holding call here and there, and you can keep a game underneath something, that's a lot of money and a lot. I mean, seriously, that is a huge red flag.
And no matter what you do with a high school athlete or a college athlete, the law hasn't changed. It's still illegal. And I know, like I said, I know of an instance where I had a kid come to me and he's betting. And I go, "Where'd you learn that?" You know, my dad taught it to me when I was like 10. I'm like, "Dude," I said, "if somebody catches you,"
and
I said,
doing
"you're
their
ineligible
homework,
forever.
Doing that.
You're ineligible for high school. You're ineligible for college."
Yeah, but see, that's the part that bugs me. They promote this like crazy,
but then they
and then get
it for
shocked
you.
If somebody's doing something.
I want to know when a cannabis line is going to end up sponsoring a major sport team. That's going to be the next one.
They can make money off of it, Will. And you know, one of the major questions I keep asking, where is all this money going? Because if you remember, the state of Ohio had the racetracks. There's a portion of money there, a portion of money back. Then they wanted to get rid of all the internet cafes, and they wanted to get rid of that because it was getting into, butting into the bookies and butting into the racetrack and the Hollywood gaming. So what I want to know, when we're talking about communities and old people getting thrown out of their house, where is all the lottery money and this betting money? Why isn't this subsidizing states and areas?
Right.
There's a ton of money going through there.
Carl, you look like you have a really good answer, question, or statement because I see your eyes are lighting up. What do you got for me?
So back to that Clause A thing.
Yeah.
Okay, so I found the article. It's from ESPN. So according to court documents filed on Thursday. So Clause A is accused of throwing suspicious pitches to benefit bettors in at least 48 games over 2 years, significantly more than what was initially revealed by federal prosecutors.
They hadn't found out yet. When they say federal, they hadn't found out yet.
Right.
Well, something tipped them off, and then they start looking at it.
Somebody tipped them off.
Yeah.
And then they start going back and looking at things.
Looking at film. How great a job would that be, working for the FBI watching baseball games?
Yeah, well, you don't know Clause A. Where's he from? Where's
Dominican.
You don't know if
Venezuela or Dominican. I'm
somebody
sure.
put a gun to his head and said, hey, you need to do this for us. And then,
don't know the circumstances.
He does it. I don't know the circumstances.
He brought in that other
He doesn't need the money unless he's, I don't know.
Might have gambled it out. Who knows?
Crazy. It's just really hard because it's they're now sponsoring everything. I mean, there's a Prize Picks now is all over everything. They're
what are some of the bigger ones?
DraftKings.
DraftKings, FanDuel.
That's the other one I can't think of.
Fanatics.
Fanatics, yeah.
And this new Prize Picks, BetMGM.
Yep.
That they're all in this game now.
MGM's high ticket, right?
Yeah, I believe
so. Bets, you're not nickel and diamond with MGM.
BetMGM is the sponsor of Westwood One Radio too. I mean, they blow that name up every 5 minutes on Westwood One.
Yep.
Carl, we gotta find.
Yeah, you know what?
There you go. We need a sponsor.
Not that I agree with it, but if we could get a good sponsor.
But if it's gonna help Carl out with the company, hey.
Gamble.
We might as well go to Jay. Next advance is Jim and Tom's betting service. That's what we should do.
Well, yeah. Be responsible.
Be responsible. You handle the football, I'll handle the baseball, and then we'll find somebody to handle basketball. Now
they follow it up with my favorite number. Gambling problem, 1-800-555. Nope, that's losing problem. You're not calling that number if you're winning.
It's a losing problem.
Yeah.
You're never calling that number.
Greatest quote ever.
Yeah, after they, hey, get out your phone and bet this game. Gamble responsible.
Yeah, gamble responsible.
Nobody heard that part at the end.
No, they say it. I like the ones when they do it and they say it really, really rocket fast. Like, gamble responsible. You're like, what did you just say?
Yeah, it's almost like they're trying to hide it.
Yeah, well, they make them put it on there. You know, it's like the asterisk at the end of a contract.
Do you think possibly some of these betting services will pick up whether I'm going to have a major problem next week at my house? What are the odds on that one?
Will they pay you for it? There's a question. Will they pay you for it? Will they pay you for that information? That's the key. How many kids are coming in the door at Diamond 9 on Tuesday? Let's take it.
Well, let's make a line. They'll bet on anything. The coin flip. Wait, there's all these other things, too, that they're got all these crazy things.
Did the Easton shipment show up before 12 or after 1?
That's right.
That's a line.
How many 80s references will Coach Devine use on kids that are 10 years old?
And have no understanding. And have no understanding, but their parents laugh. How many exactly will make the whole room laugh? And how many statements will it take?
And how many times do I have to explain to the parents? I've known him forever. That's the kind of stuff he does.
Absolutely.
But I laugh at your jokes like Ed McMahon, so I'm part of the problem.
You advance it.
You make a joke, and I'm sitting in the background going, whoa!
Exactly. For sure.
Hey, do I sense like a late night TV show brewing
here? I really do think so.
We may have to do talk. We may have to do talk radio after 12.
Late night.
We may have to come pile in here.
Here's Nostradamus, and then my sidekick.
I'm not getting to be Mr. McMahon.
Jim McMahon.
We should have like an after midnight show. Should get everybody together and do like a late night, roll. Like midnight show, and just
like once a week. And so, I bet you we'd roll.
No, I guarantee you.
That could be fun
at that time for sure. Get away with a lot more.
We could do the Manning thing and watch a game.
Oh yeah,
that's a good one
with
too.
With all of us together.
Yep,
that'd be huge. Listen, anybody that wants to send us a message of what they think would be a good idea for a show.
And
not that we're abandoning the present format; it's going great. But we're always open to new ideas.
And we're also open to checks and money orders and
such things
to sponsorship help facilitate these ideas.
Sponsorship is always a necessary evil.
Yeah, so how do people get a hold of you?
We can do both Facebook pages. My phone, Tommy, we keep his phone number off because his phone, listen,
blows like a
I'm one of his
machine.
Dearest friends, practically family. I call him probably 10 times. I get him twice. He'll text me.
Because my phone is always off. So unless I'm
looking at
it.
He's got, what is it, tightness? Whatever it is when your ears ring from his phone being against his ear for 35 years.
Yeah, it's just.
So he has now rejected the idea.
It's usually bad news, so I just don't answer it until I'm in a good mood.
For you that
to
are the closest
it.
To him, he does smoke signals out of the backyard. It's outstanding.
I'm not sometimes, good. What number is that? That can't be good.
Sometimes we're working with Morse code. If you hear a real loud banging noise in the distance, that's Tommy sending someone a message with Morse code.
Well, I do. When I do respond, it's like a certain time of day I finally go, okay, I got to get back to these people. And I write all these big things. I write a big, long thing to Jim. I get back, K. Like the same stuff I send my son.
He gets mad at me because he says,
I get Vince, what do you mean? W-Y-M. I'm writing all this stuff. Really proud of you. Thumbs up. I get one of those. Or heart thing. Can't even
I am guilty. He'll send me some vital information. Or go, hey, did the guy call you? Yes.
No. Yeah.
Done. No,
you
might.
Well, you know what?
Yes.
I got to tell you, Vince had a meeting, and he got a little bit of a problem for not knowing how to type. So maybe when he
started Anthony
club
there.
Makes him learn how to type over there at the Gaffaro company, he'll type me longer messages than where you at, WYA, or question mark, or thumbs up.
Here's a good question on that note. Do you think, when we're talking about youth sports and youth education and everything, that phones, social media, the internet, short circuits a lot of skill set that young kids used to have to have.
Oh, heavens, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like that. Like we're talking about type things like that, and it does hurt you as an athlete, as a student. When
do you
you're
ever have
to
go to the library and get all the information?
Oh, my gosh.
For
if you had to go, listen, if you had to go, if you took a modern day kid.
Oh.
And put them in the old school bibliography,
get the cards out and find it.
Oh my gosh,
the Dewey Decimal System.
Yeah.
Oh, forget it. Who's Dewey?
Wasn't that the name of it? The Dewey
no,
Decimal
he's
system?
Just saying that's what the
who's
kid
Dewey?
Would say.
If you ask a kid, what's that?
They have it right in front of us. And now, if you notice what's happening, and this is
going
to be really bad, this AI, where people can get their papers written by AI and dumb it down a little bit so it doesn't look bad.
Yeah. That's already happening in colleges.
Oh, it is.
I guess. Do we consider,
it is.
Here in all this we're talking about, are we talking about a system, the internet, phones, computers, all of it, that is making life so easy that it's basically making people lose intelligence and almost becomes dumb robots? You're just hitting a button. Mm-hmm. There's no creative thought.
Well,
I see that with kids, and Tommy would agree.
They don't watch TV anymore. They just
how many
watch.
Kids, Tommy, we sit there and go, who's your favorite player? I don't watch baseball. They play it.
They play it,
they
but
come
they don't
to training.
It. Right.
But they don't watch the game.
Oh,
I bet you 9
it.
Out of 10.
Wow.
I hear that. And I'm just like, wow.
Is this a new thing that you're seeing?
Yes. That they don't watch the game.
Oh, it's a three-hour baseball game is like
entirely
torture
because they have
for
to be, they
for
have
a
to
young
be away
kid.
From the
phone.
the phone of what's going on with their friends.
Right.
Oh, they'll go to a Scrapper game, or they'll go to a Indians game, but it isn't to sit and really watch the game. It's to ask for food, go down, try to get a foul ball, whatever. It's not
right.
knowing who's up. I mean, when I was going as a young kid, I knew all the players.
Right.
I knew the stats. I had baseball cards. I had all my friends. These guys don't know a baseball player unless it's Aaron Judge or somebody that they hear enough of.
We get some with the little kid. Like, there's a couple like Sully. And some of the little kids, like we have some landmark little guys, mm-hmm. and he's an Indians dude, and he could tell you the lineup. You could give him a date, oh, and wow. he'll tell you pitch and who the lineup was. But he's probably 2-3 out of 10. Mm-hmm. You see it a lot in the younger kids. The older kids get. That's the word I'm looking for. They grow up too fast. There's no kid in
them. Oh, for sure.
They're 12 years old, and they're, like, cynical. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Now, the
well, I was playing with Army men when I was in
Should
seventh
still
grade
play with
still.
Army men? What are you talking about?
So, I don't know.
G.I. Joe.
Yeah.
With the Kung Fu grip.
I had the big action figures.
I got one on the dresser. No, I'm kidding.
I was in seventh grade. How about my mom got a gift, an exchange gift for a kid. We were in sixth grade. And I think he'd like these Cowboys and Indians in the plastic bag. He was making fun of it, and then I was going to beat him up. He didn't like the gift my mom got him, so I was like, hey, Rick, how about if I just beat you up if you didn't like it? Give it there back to me. So it started it as a young age.
Here's one. We haven't done this before, and Tommy's gonna light up with a smile for 1,000 ages. We would like the people that do listen to this. Give us your opinion on this. Do you think that these starter kit gambling companies should be allowed to take bets from kids? Do you think that things like this are causing our children to grow up too fast?
And they're doing stuff that you don't know they're doing, by the way.
Right.
I love where parents go, oh, I don't think that. You have no clue what they're doing.
You have
doing.
No clue.
Right. You have no control over who they talk to. In the old days, you had one phone or two, and everyone's sitting around while you get the call. That's not happening. They're doing everything you think they're not doing, and it's really, really bad out there if you're trying to really have your kids grow up and not do the wrong thing.
But this is one, yeah, Tommy, and this is one. Respond to us. I know Tommy's got a zillion followers on his Facebook. I've got a lot of people. You can look at the Diamond 9 one. You can also go to JVD-D9 on Instagram for me. Tommy, what's your Insta?
Just THOM Sharp, SHARP.
Yep. Respond to us.
Sometimes
give us an answer.
Sometimes it's Tom Sharp III, but was after I might have got kicked off and had to come back on a different name or something. Razor Sharp for a while when I was getting kicked off. I had an ankle monitor on Facebook there for a while.
Yeah, I got you.
You and Facebook jail? No, I would have never imagined.
I just broke out. I'm broke out, but I got an ankle monitor on. I'm, you know. Can't
every
say it'll,
time
it'll
get
zap
near,
me if I say
the
wrong thing.
Every time you get
thing.
Near the F symbol, it would shut down.
As soon as I start making fun of them, okay.
But yeah, this is something we've been talking about. And like I said, we're experimenting with different formats. Obviously, we don't have call-in. God forbid, we probably get people calling us crazy stuff. But maybe someday we'll get to that.
well, I'm pretty sure we will.
But in the case of, give us your response to that. Moms, dads.
Yeah, and when
do you know what your kid is doing
and
with
when
this
you,
stuff?
You see the posts, get involved in it because it helps mold the show, and you could be part of it.
Give us some subject matter.
You want to talk because we're running out of time. I got the look from Carl, which I know really well now. You tell
he gives one eye sideways. It used to be two. Now he has one eye go sideways, and we're jumping out of our seat.
Information about the Den Diamond 9.
That his one eye
specials,
goes sideways. Yep. Rubs his head a little bit, and we know you gotta go.
No, it's the gleam. It's the eye, the mean eye that I know when we're no, done.
The
when
slant
we're
eye.
I don't
listen,
do
we're
that.
So terrible at this. Listen, Carl is the kindest human. He's one of the greats. You know, we sit and act like he's an ogre or something. He's not.
No,
he
I'm just.
He does a great job
doing
helping
this
us
a long time
because we're infantile. Me and Tommy and us supposedly. So hey. Give us a call. It's that time of year.
It is.
We have been getting calls. We've got
right around
the bend.
We've
got some of our college guys have gone off to school. So, again, we have some openings. We have huge discounts right now. Give us a holler. Let us know if it's throwing, fielding, hitting, speed and strength. If you need help, academic, anything, give us a holler. 330-766-6790. And like I said, no matter what age, if you got a 3-, 4-, 5-year-old that's starting out, we have groups for that.
And we got sponsorship availability for certain types of businesses that you can't, you could not possibly beat.
If if you're a small business,
if you're still doing flyers in the mail, you're wasting your money.
Come see us, because for a one shot fee, I mean, it's tremendously economical. It just goes
plus
out.
You could
to,
be on the show. Come in and
goes out to help the kids. Goes out to help the kids and everybody around it, because like I said, that part of this business is a labor of love. So, but let's do this, Tom. You're my people's now.
Yep, it's on you now, bro.
Thank you, my dear friend.
I'm in the background.
Carl, you got anything? No. Carl, because we were kind of asking questions, we're not doing the question of the week. So we're going to do the question of the week.
I'm next picking week, Seattle, too, by the way, -4.5.
Oh, there you go. You see, he slipped that in. Catch that, folks. He slipped that in.
I think it's going to be under 45.5, but go ahead.
Oh.
Just for those bettors out there
for
that
those
we don't
people
like.
That need
hey, you know, you have get a place called Valley Auto Sales on Elm Road, put a bunch of cars out there and do the book like the old days of Chick Pro Shop. Yep. I mean, now you don't have to do any of that. I'm sorry. No. Go ahead.
You're a trip. Okay.
So, two bowling balls and a... Go ahead.
Oh, you got it. So, hey, we want to thank the Dan and Jesse DiGiacomo, Franklin Healthcare, Franklin Pharmacy, our dear friend Lee Manios, Chico Wolbert and his fam. Chico Wolbert, an old friend of mine, Tommy knew him. His family, in memoriam to him, a great sports guy, Warren. They're doing some sponsorship with us. Cafe 422, Candywood Golf Course.
Wine cellar.
Wine cellar. Oh, my gosh. I always say golf.
You can't play golf there anymore unless you bring your own clubs and
use it as a driving range.
Get arrested for trespassing. Go ahead.
DNR Audio, my good friend Damon LaRivier, Gatta Trucking, Levy Steel, and anybody else we met. You said Sherry, right?
Yep.
We're all good. And then, like I said, we'll take it from there. Zuzlo and Zuzlo, also a great one. So, hope everybody's health is doing well, unlike Tommy and I, and our luck. Tommy and I are not going to Vegas anytime soon.
Well,
maybe he will. Not, I don't know. Maybe it'll
not
turn.
Not this year. I don't think. But
Carl, you got anything last minute? We never ask Carl if he's got anything.
Don't know.
Anything coming up on the station?
What are you doing for the Super Bowl? What are you doing?
Super Bowl 60. We'll have live coverage for you starting at noon, and then the game at 6:30, and then after the game, we have live coverage for you all the way through six. Well, actually, nonstop through the rest of the day, overnight, and
are you
going to
be working the Super
if
Bowl?
If he is, there will be a wide array of chips and dips.
Yeah.
At the station on Belmont. Courtesy
better be
of Carl.
More than that.
So we'll be good, though. We'll be good.
All right. Well, thanks again, everybody. Thank you for your feedback on the show and your sponsorship and your encouragement. So it means a lot. And we'll see you next week.
Yep. Thank you, everybody. And please respond. Get to us on social media. The bane that we can't stand, but we got to use it. So holler back at us and have a great week. Thanks.
All right.